Hello, Audioboo listeners, this is Chris Gilland. It's been a while since I've recorded a Audioboo. Well, not too terribly long, but I will admit it has been a little while. What I would like to talk about in this particular boo is something that honestly is quite controversial, but I would like to get people's comments. Now, I understand that most people. Sorry about that, I was readjusting my microphone a little bit. I understand that a lot of people are probably going to very much disagree with me on a lot of things that I'm going to say in this boo. Okay, let's just get that straight from the get-go. I definitely know that there are probably going to be a lot of views on this that are going to be very against what I'm going to say. Let me start thus by saying this. My approach in this particular audio view, audio boo, if I could talk today, it would be nice. My whole approach in this audio boo is not to, I guess, compete sides here, for lack of a better way of putting it. I'm not here to say that my views are correct, but I'm also not here to say that anyone else's views are correct. I'm going to go at this from a neutral side. Now, it may sound like I'm trying to stick more to my side of this, but I'm really not. I'm leaning more toward my own view here, but that doesn't mean that I don't have an open mind to hear what others have to say. In fact, to be honest with you, I would really like to hear what others have to say on this. So, with that said, what I'd like to discuss in this particular boo is I'd like to talk about the public, well, I say public and private, but more public education system for students, mainly for children, but really of all ages, but, you know, again, more children than anything, and I think that's what I'm wanting to aim more toward with this particular topic, and here's the reason why. I've been thinking quite heavily about this for quite some time, and, you know, going through school, I felt this way, but going, even as an adult, and by adult, I'm saying, you know, even after graduating high school and, you know, no longer being a minor and, you know, I mean, okay, I don't have anything to hide, guys. Let me just lay the cards out on the table for you, okay? I'm 31 years old. I was born November 24th, 1981. So I was born, I mean, my birthday was pretty recent. I mean, I was a Thanksgiving baby. Let's face it, you know. Came out of the mom's womb and, you know, doctor smacked me on the ass and said, "Wow, thank God you're alive." Okay. I'm just kidding. Seriously though. So essentially, the point I'm trying to make is that I've been really, to be honest with you, I've been kind of pondering this for, you know, quite some time now, and you know, I don't really know what my take/view is on this. I mean, I kind of do, but not really. And that's kind of what I want to discuss here. Here's the thing. I'm curious what everybody thinks as far as the education system. Now, I know that a lot of people could say that the education system is very good, whereas others would say, this day and age, the school system, the, you know, education system for, you know, children is not very good. My approach is this. I think that, excuse me, I think that it is good, but at the same token, I think that there are many things that, how do I say this? I'm trying to think how I want to explain this. And it's not that I'm trying to be sensitive of what I'm saying here. It is that, but it's more I'm trying to figure out how to word this into something, I guess, meaningfully sensible. To me, I think the school system is a little bit extreme, okay? And, you know, I'm going to be frankly honest. Within the States, it has been pretty extreme for quite some time. I mean, if we really wanted to get technical, we could trace this back to, I mean, we could trace this back to the 50s and 60s, if you really wanted to. I mean, look at, I mean, especially schools for the blind, but I'm speaking of just things in general. I mean, you make one wrong move, they'd bend you over the desk and spank you. You know, they'd commit corporal punishment on you. I mean, they were so strict that you would get things right the first time and GF and D it if you didn't. Well, you know, then you were pretty much in the doghouse, for lack of a better word. Pardon the pun. So, I guess what I'm trying to say in all that is to say it's not even just the strictness thing. You know, let's look at this from a deeper perspective. Look at what a lot of children have grown up to be. I mean, you know, the people that are in this world now that are adults were once children. You know, I mean, they were once children. Let's just face it. I mean, they were running around with, you know, toys in their hand and a diaper on their butt. And I mean, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that we raise our children, thus our children are us. I mean, I know that sounds like kind of a dumb thing to say, but really think about that a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Our children are us. Think about that. I think that's more profound of a statement than a lot of people think. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you are what you eat, you know? I mean, basically, I mean, we have people nowadays, we have kids that are going around into schools. I mean, look at Columbine, for example. You know, look at what, you know, those two kids did there. I mean, they went through on a total rampage through the school, just blowing things up and, you know, whatnot. I mean, look at the 9/11 tragedy. I mean, whether it be whether it be the Oklahoma City bombing, I mean, whether it be, you know, the shooting that took place at, you know, Virginia Tech, or for that mind, in Paducah, Kentucky. I mean, we have people that are breaking into homes and murdering. We have people that are raping. I mean, we have really sick pervs that are child molesters. I mean, we've got, and I'm sorry to be so graphic, I mean, I know it's not what you want to hear. It probably, hopefully, I should say, turns your stomach over cringing. I know it sure as hell does me. But, folks, we got to face the reality here. You know, and the reality is, we teach our children these things. Now, how does this play into the education system? Well, it plays in a big role like this. And this is how I see it. First of all, children don't really have a lot of time to really be themselves. You know, they don't really have the ability to be kids. Okay, during the summer they do. Okay, during the weekends they do. You know, Christmas, spring break, whatever. Okay, fine, I'll give that to you, fine. You win. Happy now? But when you really stop and think about it, and this isn't to preach at anyone, it's just me being totally, you know, brutally honest here. I mean, I'm not trying to be rude or be blunt or be disrespectful or, you know, call it whatever word you want to call it. You know, call it whatever adjective you want to call it. I'm just trying to be totally truthful here, and that's pretty much all I'm trying to do. I mean, I didn't say you had to go with what I said. I mean, I said from the very beginning of this boo, my views are my views. If you don't like them, well, that's, you're right, you know? I mean, we're all adults here. We all have the right to make our own decisions and our own beliefs. But I'd like to at least share my belief with you and get other people's comments. Though I'm probably not going to like everything I hear. In fact, I pretty well know I'm not going to like everything I hear. But, you can't please everyone, can you? I mean, so, but basically, here's how I see it, okay? A kid starts out in, we'll just say what, preschool. I mean, okay, fine. We'll go even before that and say nursery, but technically, the learning really starts probably around preschool, you know, pre-K, we'll just call it. You know, and goes pretty much through the rest of their life, but from an educational standpoint, we're going to say pre-K through 12, okay? So pre-K, kindergarten, primary school, elementary school, call it what you will, middle school, high school, college. But let's just say till the 12th grade, okay? Now, I understand perfectly that children have to be raised and that children have to be taught, you know, certain things. And I do mean a lot of things. And I also understand that some students might learn at faster paces, whereas others may learn, you know, way, way, way slower. I mean, there are about 20 to 25, maybe 30 if they're unlucky, students on the bus. Some of those students may live all the way on the other side of town. I mean, you take into consideration traffic, if there be any, which there probably will be, especially being that it's school let out time. So you got to add for that. I mean, by the time that the last student, you know, gets home, I mean, by the time they get to their bus stop or wherever it may be of their let-off location, and then get home, when I was in school, I wasn't the last person off the bus, but I was near the last a few times, and I say a few times because the bus driver never could get her damn schedule straight, but generally speaking, yeah. I mean, you're looking at probably, like I said, I think I probably got home. I never really looked at the clock, but I would say probably in the neighborhood of somewhere around 4:15 to 4:30. Okay. My bedtime was basically in the neighborhood of 10 o'clock at night. 10 to 10:30. 10:30 would be a late night for me. 11 would just be like, oh my God, the clock got away from us doing homework, etc. You know, what the fuck has happened? And, well, yeah. So, anyway, the bottom line is, you know, let's just call it, we'll just call it 4:30. So 4:30, what? 5:30, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. We'll just call it 5.5 hours, basically, till 10. Now let's just say that that student is in high school. Now, elementary school, little more lenient, but let's just take high school. I mean, especially near the end of the year, you know, with exams coming up and whatnot. I mean, God, you're looking between studying plus the homework, etc. I mean, you could be spending 3 to 3.5 hours doing homework alone, okay? So 4:30, 5:30, 6:30, that's 7:30, okay? You take, say, an hour to eat dinner. Puts you at about 8:30, we'll just say. Okay? You only now have an hour and a half left before bedtime. What the heck is a kid going to do in an hour and a half? I mean, walk around the house all that one, you know, that 90 minutes singing ta-ra-ra-boom-dee-ay. I mean, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, the bottom line I'm trying to make in all this is to say, and please pardon my singing, it's normally not that bad. The bottom line I'm trying to make here is to say, realistically, folks, I mean, think about this. You wonder why kids are the way they are nowadays. You wonder why adults are the way they are and why the world is what it is today. Do you not think that if children growing up had more time to spend doing things they want to do? Now, I'm not saying that there aren't those kids out there who are goody two shoes who love school. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, to be honest with you, I commend those students that are like that. I can't say that I was personally one of them, but having said that, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's a bad thing for those who were, because it isn't. But realistically speaking, how many kids do you know that are that way? Not very many. So, let's just think about this realistically here, okay? I mean, look at all of the children that, you know, look at all of the children who don't really enjoy school that much, or if they do enjoy it, they at least get to a point like I did, where it's just like, you know, enough is enough. I mean, I'm not able to even be a kid. I can't even be myself. I mean, you know, kids get all angry, they get all rebellious against their teachers. Well, gee, folks, I mean, hello, I mean, you know, no offense, but gee, you think? I mean, I can certainly see where they would get all rebellious. I mean, come on. What, you go 12 years, 5 days a fucking week? And you don't even hardly let the kid be themselves more than an hour and a half or so a day? I mean, come on! You know? Jiminy Christmas. Gotta love Diet Dr. Pepper. So, I mean, you know, I think that the children of today's generation certainly have reason to, okay, let's put it this way. It is no excuse for the things that they do, and I'm not even about to accuse, you know, to excuse it. I'm simply not. So don't, let's not even go there. I never said that their behavior was justified. It isn't. But what I am saying is, do you not think, however, that there is a reason why the kids are the way they are today? I mean, realistically speaking, how much stuff does a child really have to learn to get out on their own? I didn't say that they don't need to know the fundamentals. I never said they don't need to know math. I never said never down the road are they going to use things that would require algebra. Never did I once say that they should not know science. Never once did I say that they should not know about health and about their body and physical fitness, you know, and physical education. Never, you know, hence PE. Never once did I say that they should not know about budgeting. Oh, God, should they ever know about financing and budgeting? But, you know, never once did I say that they should not know about science. Oh, God, baby, should they know about the government and their history and whatnot, which, unfortunately, I don't know that much about, and I can't say I'm proud of that, but that's neither here nor there. But the bottom line is, in all of this, is to say, yes, I think that it is very, very crucial that they know those things. Absolutely, fundamentally crucial, beyond belief, that they should know those things. But people, come on. A whole freaking school year? I mean, we're talking what? Let's just take, what, 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. Let's multiply that by 4. Okay? Let's do the math here. We'll multiply, because there's 4 weeks in a month. So let's say 4 times 4. Excuse me, 2 times 4 is what? 8. That's 8 days, okay? That's 8 days right there, okay, out of a month that they will not be in school, okay, that they could have the whole day to themselves, okay? Let's just say, and I know that there is February, and I also know that there's obviously 31-dayers and 30-dayers, but let's just, for sake of example, and this is going to obviously thus be a little off, but let's just take 30 days, we'll just say, in a month. Okay, well, let's see here. August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June. 10 months. Okay? 10 times 3, well, yeah, let's just say 30 times 10 is 300. So, about 300 days of the school year, we'll just say roughly, okay? Okay. Now, out of those 300 days, let's do the math here. 300, okay, 8 times 10 is 80. So that means 300 minus 80, okay, I mean, you take that and you figure that's how many days they would have, basically, to themselves, the whole 12-month period. Excluding, obviously, summer and whatnot. So, and again, you can't really do that because obviously you've got spring break and you've got, you know, Christmas break, you've got New Year break, you know, whatever. But generally speaking, the bottom line I'm trying to make is to say it isn't a lot. And they got to go through that. For 12 years straight. No, call it 13 years straight. Because you count kindergarten. 14 if you want to get really technical and even include preschool. Although preschool is really not per se, I mean, you know, what? Okay, boys and girls, what color is this block I'm holding up? Yellow! I mean, you know. But generally speaking, you know, the bottom line I'm trying to make is to say, you know, you stop and you really think about this. You know, children are going to get, as they grow up, very much not wanting to do much of anything, and they're gonna get rebellious, they're gonna rebel against authority and against the world, they're gonna rebel against other people, they're gonna get very angry and very hostile, etc., etc., etc. Why? I mean, hello? Is this thing on? Hello? Hello? I mean, here's your son. I mean, you know. I mean, you sit here and you wonder why this is. Well, if we gave children more time to breathe and be themselves, and again, I understand that we need to teach our children. I understand that they need to go to school. And I have no problem with that. You know, I'm not a parent, but even if I were, I would have no problem sending my child to school. I wouldn't have a problem sending him to school for 12 years. What I do have a problem with is sending the child to school for 7 hours a day, plus having them be on a fucking bus or whatever for another, say, 2 hours, come home, do homework for 3 hours, say, just for sake of example. Now, again, I understand that if you have a kindergartner or an elementary school student, it's not that the workload isn't going to be as heavy. I totally get that. But you also have to understand the age limit here of the fact that the younger the child, the earlier most likely it is that they're going to be going to bed. The younger it is that they are, the earlier it is that they're going to be going beddy-bye. So, I mean, we'll just take a kindergartner. Kindergartners, well, okay, we'll go a little older than that. Say a second grader. Second grader's going to be in bed probably by 8:30 to 9. You know, maybe 8 on a bad night. And let's not even count the fact that they've been grounded and thus have to go to bed early. So, I mean, the bottom line I'm trying to make is, when you really stop and you really think about it, do you kind of see where I'm going with this? I mean, it doesn't matter the age. What matters is, regardless, they really don't have much time to themselves, bless their hearts. So, of course, they're going to get angry. I mean, I would be angry being cooped up all day in school, all day doing homework in my room, and not getting the opportunity to do much except for on weekends. And then what happens on the weekends if you haven't finished your homework or you've got a book report or something to do that's due the next week? Well, for one, you shouldn't have procrastinated doing it that late at the last minute, but that isn't the point. The point is, now you can't play with little Johnny because, well, little Johnny's got homework to do, and, well, you've got a book report to do, so you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, you know? I mean, so Sunday morning comes. Well, technically, you don't even have all Sunday morning. What if you're a religious family who attends religious services, like, you know, church/Sunday school, whatever? I mean, if you're anything like my family was, you're going to go to church, you know, Sunday school. You're going to get done with that and go to the service afterward, the Sunday school. And then even after that, you're going to possibly go out for lunch. So, time you get home, it's 1:30 to 2 in the afternoon. I mean, you know. And, of course, with it being a school night, okay, we'll just call it 2 o'clock. What the heck? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I mean, okay, that's 8 hours, but eh, fine, you win. I'll give you that one. But the bottom line is, it's still not very much. So, you know, I would just be curious what you guys' opinions are on this. I really would. You can DM me back on Audioboo. You can comment on my Twitter feed, my Facebook feed, whatever. You know, I'd be interested to know what you guys have to say on this. I really would. And I understand I'm going to probably get a lot of people that are going to look at me and go, you dipshit. You know, it's like, think about what you're saying, Chris. Well, I have thought about it. And, you know, I mean, this is my opinion, but I guess everyone's entitled. So, anyway, I'm out of here, guys. But, yeah, let me know what you think. I'd be very interested.